In our first reading this morning, we heard the words, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are." And then our Lord himself echoed this after he told this parable in the gospel, when he said, "The one who humbles himself will be exalted." Is there any doubt that the primary lesson of the readings that Mother Church places before us on this Sunday is the lesson of humility? Humility, in fact, is the most fundamental virtue of the Christian life. There are other virtues, certainly, and humility is not the greatest virtue. That honor goes to charity. But it is the most fundamental. In the very literal sense of that word, humility is the foundation of everything else. The whole Christian life has to be built upon this foundation of humility. Or, to use another analogy, humility is like the rich soil out of which grows abundant fruit, the fruit of holiness that God desires to find in us. St. Augustine, whose feast the church celebrates today, once wrote, "I wish you to construct no other way for yourself than the way constructed by Christ. This way is first, humility. Second, humility. Third, humility." And he goes on to say, "However often you should ask me, I would say the same." Humility, so important in our lives as disciples of Christ. Which begs the question, of course, what ultimately is humility? How do we live this virtue? The word actually comes from the Latin word for dirt or earth. Not because humility means treating yourself like dirt. That's kind of a false conception of this virtue that we often have. I once heard Peter Kraft say, "Humility does not mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less." But there is a sense in which you and I are dirt. Go to the very first pages of Scripture, the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 7. "The Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life." In a way, we are dirt. We're reminded of this every Ash Wednesday when those ashes are placed on our foreheads and we hear those words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." You see, humility does not mean denying our dignity and goodness and value, but it does mean recognizing that that dignity and goodness and value comes from the fact that we are loved into being by God. He created us out of the dust of the earth. And that means that everything we have, everything we are, is from Him. We depend upon God radically. Our very existence, every beat of our heart, every breath we draw into our lungs, it's all a gift from God. The humble person thinks of himself less because he's aware of this truth. The humble person stays close, if you will, to the earth out of which he was made by God. In fact, it's interesting, at various moments of our worship here in Holy Mass, we get close to the earth. When we come in to church or we pass in front of the tabernacle, we genuflect, right? We go down to the ground. During the Creed, when we confess our faith in the Incarnation, we bow down towards the earth. Before we receive Holy Communion, we bow down towards the earth. All gestures that are meant to be outward expressions of this humility that we clothe ourselves with when we come before the Lord here. How do we live this virtue of humility? I want to offer you some advice from Mother Teresa. She wrote this list of 15 ways to live the virtue of humility, and I won't recite all 15 of them for you here this morning. You know how to Google. You can find this online for yourself. But I do want to give you a sampling of a few of these suggestions, this practical advice of Mother Teresa. And here's what I'd like to encourage you to consider. Choose maybe one of these to try to live and practice throughout the week ahead. So here are some of these suggestions of Mother Teresa. Number one on her list, speak as little as possible about yourself. Number two, she says, keep busy with your own affairs and not those of others. That's a good one, especially now when everyone's affairs are out there on the internet for everyone to see. Number five on her list is accept small irritations with good humor. Number 11 was be courteous and delicate even when provoked by someone. Number 14 on her list, give in discussions even when you are right. Maybe we could say that's the yes dear way of practicing humility. And her last one, number 15 on her list, choose always the more difficult task. I didn't say this would be easy. Humility is not an easy virtue to practice. Fallen creatures that we are, pride, the enemy of humility, always seems to be lurking in our hearts, doesn't it? Inviting us to think more of ourselves rather than thinking less of ourselves. But here's the beautiful thing. Our Lord doesn't just from afar call us to humility. He is the way, as St. Augustine said. He lives this virtue as a model for us to follow. In the second reading today, we heard about those powerful ways that God revealed himself in history, in a special way in the Old Testament, the blazing fire, the storm, the trumpet, a voice so powerful that those who heard begged for it to stop. And yet, when that same all-powerful God chose to come among us in person, how did he do so? He was born into a stable, and he died naked on the cross. Talk about humility. Jesus knew who he was. He didn't have to prove himself to anyone, so he was able to be humble. You see, this is what the virtue of humility does for us. We can seat ourselves at the lowest place of the table and still know who we are, creatures of God who have become children of God by his grace. And that's enough for us. And that same God who humbled himself in his earthly life, he continues to do so in every Holy Mass. Every time we come here, that same humble God submits himself to the words of a priest, his creature, and he veils himself under the most humble and ordinary elements of bread and wine. After the consecration, what still looks like bread and wine no longer is such. Those humble appearances merely veil Christ, the Son of God, who's truly present for us here on the altar. So this morning, marveling at the humility of God, adoring this humble God, let's ask him for the grace to grow in humility ourselves with deep trust in that promise that he gave us. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. St. Patrick, pray for us.